Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our night to go up on the lightship to have healing. So if you're brand new to the program, just stay on, and we'll be going up to the lightship about half after the hour here. And again, just for a reminder for people, you want to change your clocks tonight. So advance your clock 1 hour. And the lightship here comes every 2,000 years for the ascension process. It's here to help the planet do the ascension, the Earth spirit, and it's also here for the people who are willing to integrate more of their spirit, their whole spirit, into their body to become a light body. And this is why the lightship is here, to help you become more into who you are in the body so that you can do the transformational shift. And that could be in the year 2012, but still is not actually in stone yet, we'll say. There are predictions, naturally, that people have heard about 2012, but it could be any time. So what we're going to do tonight is some entity clearings here, and the lightship will do this for you. So what I'd like you to do, if you like, is just scroll down on your screen and bring up the wonderful light beam. Go to Creation Lightship Healings. Scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar underneath the little blinking flower and the different testimonials there, and go underneath that. You're going to see a light beam there. And if you wish to talk to me during the show, you can click on the fast chat, and it will show up on the left side of your screen. And we're going to energize the light beam right now. So as you bring her up, just kind of watch the picture, and you can actually see her transform. You can feel more spirit energy in her as she actually comes from the light ship into your monitor screen here and activates this for you. So again, just sit back and relax. And you may see the colors change. Her eyes will probably become more pronounced with light coming out of her eyes. And the light ship only works with heart energy, heart to heart. They don't work with mind energy, because mind was not created by them. And the mind energy is what we have down here, which actually separated us from our own divinity. And that could be termed the dark side, in a sense. And this is how we're controlled here, is through mind energy. This is why you want to get out of the mind and get into your heart. And the first thing we're going to do now is bring in some energy from her. And we're going to bring in some peace energy. So I'll sit back and relax. And here comes some peace energy in. I'll count to 10 as it comes into your room. And just feel that wonderful connection. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do an entity release. This will help everyone right now so you can have more of your spirit in your body. Entities take the place of these energies. So what happens is, when you think of a bad thought or have a situation in your life, entities can come into you. The situation could be of just a regular pain in your body. It could be having a confrontation with someone. Entities definitely come in. And when they do that, they can like to live with you, and they may not leave. So we're going to release these energies out of you here. If you walk into a hospital, you're probably going to pick up entities, too, from people who maybe have passed on, or even some of the body pieces that maybe still have a consciousness to them. So you might come in there and have somebody who had an arm amputated, and that energy of that arm could still be in that room in its own consciousness and be attached to you, and then that can cause you arm problems. So there's a lot more to it than what meets the eye. And the main thing is you just to clean yourself out all the time. And the only way you can do that yourself consciously is to have your spirit help you to release these entities. So we're doing this now for you. And you can watch the light beams. It'll bring in some energies here. And she'll help you in this release right now. So we're going to work with your bottom of your feet, and we'll work up to your waist area. And then go up your legs and work with the ankles and knees and taking away energies right now from you. And this show will work on the archives until we go to the lightship healing, and then it will not work. You may feel energy from the lightship, but you will not be on the lightship. You have to be present one-on-one with me during this process here. So everybody who's listening on this show will be able to go to the lightship as I'm talking live. If you're not live, it will not work for you. And now we're going up above the waist, working on our internal organs, taking away energies there. And like I said, if you have a physical pain, maybe you have a stomach pain, that can attract entities too. Maybe you have a side ache, maybe your kidneys hurt, that will attract entities. So we're just taking them out of your body now so you can have more spiritual healing. Okay, and now we're going to be working on down your arms, starting from your shoulders, going down to your fingertips. And next we're going up with our neck to our head. There we go. Wonderful. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you right now. So this is called, in a sense, spirit retrieval. The light ship is going out to look for the different fragments of you that left, and the reason why they left is because you were not in the love energy continuously, so whatever this you were experiencing that was not in divine love, the spirit basically left you. And they leave because if they can't communicate with you, they'll leave. If you become intoxicated, they'll leave, because remember, their job is to connect with you consciously to give you guidance, and then also healing of your body. So if you're not in full consciousness, there's no reason for them to be around because they can't come into that low density. And then at that point when they leave, then you're left wide open for entities to come in. And this happens to a lot of people when they do meditations and they go out of their body also. So here we go. Remember, you want to protect your body if you do any kind of meditations, if that's possible. And typically you don't want your spirit to ever leave you. It should not leave you at all because it needs to be with you. That's why it's here on the earth plane to help you. So here we go. We're going to count to 10 as you come into your body more. And your spirit is healed of the traumas that got imprinted upon it from your emotional body. So now it's a perfect, whole, and complete. And it's going to come into you whatever way it needs to. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in a little more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of see how you feel right now. You should start to actually feel your body kind of getting a little more relaxed. You might feel a presence of energy in your body. Maybe tingles, maybe a warmth. And communicate with your spirit in your heart center. Okay, we're having a special event this coming Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's a conference call line for question and answers and lightship healings for people to share what they've experienced. And I'll give you the phone number here, and I'll also repeat it at the end of the show. And it's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303, and I'll be typing that into the fast chat here at some point here. And if you want to come on and just listen, and maybe you can ask different questions about the lightship, about the healings that the lightship does for you. And we have some questions here. Jim has quite a few of them, which we could probably cover on Tuesday night. He's asking about deprogramming limited beliefs. Generational beliefs stored, I guess, inside of us, cellular memory, DNA, subconscious mind, changing your blueprint. There's quite a bit, DNA activations. Basically, whenever you have a healing, you are changing your RNA, which then can go into your DNA. So every time you have any kind of healing, that's affecting you, but is it going into the core of your actual belief system in your body? Remember, who you are is all your ancestors believe. So it's not just this one lifetime. It could be, you know, thousands of different beliefs, and you know how many thoughts you have each day. And this is what you have to do is clean out all these judgments out of you to have your spirit come into your body. It sounds like an overwhelming thing, but there are basic themes that we deal with, and those themes can help release a lot of the energy out of you at one time. This is why the lightship is doing healings for people to help them out. And it is much harder right now at this 2,000-year cycle time as compared to when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So the lightship is doing all that it can to help people, and it's up to you to want to come forward to actually help yourself, because this is not an automatic process of the ascension time where you can take your body with you. You must do the work to do the transformation. If you don't do the transformation, taking your body with you, then naturally your spirit will leave anyway, and it will no longer be locked into this prison planet, the Earth energy here, because the Earth will no longer exist. And the Earth spirit is leaving into eight-dimensional reality, and the Earth spirit is giving you a chance to take your body to that dimension if you choose to do that. And this is what the ascension time is about. So, like I said, this Earth spirit is leaving the frequency of the Earth planet, and the Earth planet, with it being the spirit, will no longer be in existence. And this is why people, through the different predictions, you know, claim that that's the end of the Earth. Then there are people who can read into the future, and they're reading the energy of the dark side, which is what you're reading when you read mind energy. Remember, the light only works in the now. If it's not in the now, it's not in the light. It's very, very simple. And so what they're doing is they're reading the projections of what's going to happen if there is another Earth remanifested, and the dark side does that all the time. And this is why we have parallel lives and other types of things like that where people can go into. The Earth spirit, after it leaves here, will create a new Earth blueprint. It's already done. It'll just energize it. Now, what's going to happen to this blueprint on this Earth here? Well, it could be taken over by another divine being, and it could manifest just the way it is right now, and that could also be read by readers, but it will not be the same frequency of energy. So the astral consciousness of the Earth will have to be different, because every spirit has a different frequency, and this will be changed, but it will not support life that we have right now with your physical body on it, because it'll resonate to a different frequency. So it's kind of very simple. So if you want to have your body with full life and have everlasting life, we'll say, then you must do the work to prepare for that process. And having one DNA attunement or whatever that people are doing now is not really going to help you whatsoever. You must do emotional work, get rid of the traumas out of your body. You have to work with your cellular energy inside of your body so your spirit can come with it. And this is the whole process, is having your spirit in your body. So what we're going to do now is help you out. We're doing a clearing now on the emotional body, and this will also affect your physical body and your spirit. So what I'm going to do is go back. We did this last night. I'm going to go back 1 month from now, and we'll go week by week, and you can just sample and see how your body responds to this energy here. This is an emotional clearing. These clearings are complete as far as what we do on them, but in order to have it 100% complete, you must do your whole life experience because the energies go from year to year and back and forth. So we're going to take as much as we can right now from you so that you can be in the moment more right now during this show and have some peace energy. So here we go. Emotional clearing from 1 week ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Boy, there's some energy there. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and up to right now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So you may want to just take a look at situations that you've dealt with in the last month and kind of see how you feel about these situations. It should be pretty distant to you when you start to look at them instead of having these energies kind of haunt you and cause you, you know, physical problems, maybe mental problems. You could have aches and pains in your body. This can be released too by these emotional clearings. You may feel a little better right now and feel more distance from these energies that cause you trauma. So look at it right now and just see how you feel. You might want to get up and walk around even. Some people have their muscles relaxed enough so maybe their back might pop back into place. You might feel some cracking of your bones in your body in different places as they realign. So again, take a little walk and see how you feel. Okay, we'll do another clearing here. We'll do a clearing for your fear body. And again, just sit back and relax. And we'll go back, we'll go back 5 days ago here. So here we go. We'll go day by day. So 5 days ago for fear. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day ago. Yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, just kind of sit back and relax and just see how you feel. And I do these clearings for your whole life if you wish to have them done. I go year by year back to your conception. And it picks up many, many things that you may be dealing with. And it eliminates the traumas from you. So just kind of see how you feel now. Stay in your heart center. And connect with your spirit and your heart and ask for guidance and healing. Probably go to the light ship here. So what we're first going to do is get you more into your heart center. Then we'll drop you down. So here we go. Think of an elevator. And we're going to drop you down from your mind to your heart. And think of the 10th floor being your mind. First floor is being your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. They should feel pretty relaxed right now. After these clearings especially. And we're going to go to the light ship. So I want everybody just to kind of relax again. Nothing for you to do. You can bring up animals and pets if you wish, but not people. They will not be able to go. Like I said earlier, this light ship healing is only for people who are listening to me live right now. And we'll connect with all of you listening. And the light ship is multidimensional. It is physical when you go to it. Otherwise, we'll say it's invisible, and it helps everybody in the ascension process throughout the universe. This is the creation of all energies. Everything starts from the light ship and moves out from there. This is your birthplace. Okay, you may feel energy around your body now. You're taken up out of time, and you're going to be on the light ship physically. So what you're wearing now as far as clothing, you're going to have on the light ship. And if you have recall, you might be able to see instantaneously the light beings there. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. This is for physical healings. They do not do emotional healings because those energies are not created by them. They're created by the earth spirit. They only heal the spiritual aspect, and your body is a spiritual body, and they will work with that up there according to its blueprint. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship right now, and we're there. And wonderful. We're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. This is where the doctor teams are going to be looking at you, talking to you. You're having your conferences with them. Remember, we're out of time, and we're taken up when we're not here. We're a vibration. Everybody knows that. And vibrations are always on, off, on, off, on, off. So when we're turned off, or we don't have any consciousness here, which you don't really know about, that's when we're on the light ship. Very, very simple. So right now we're talking to the different light being doctors. There's many types of beings there. Everything that has ever been created is more than likely there doing healing work. And there's mineral spirits. There's beings that look like us. There's dolphins. There's whales. And many, many other types of energy forms that have physical awareness and consciousness. Next, we're going into the first room. And this room is pretty popular. This is where they have the hot tubs. And the hot tubs are designed to do a detoxification on us. We're all in our own particular hot tub. This is not like, you know, in the 60s, you know, when you had a hot tub full of people. So each one of these hot tubs are unique to us. We're in our own separate rooms, and we have our own separate doctors to work with us. And the doctors are what you chose and picked out with your free choice in the orientation room. If you wish to have your temperature of your body change a little bit, you can request it right now, and they can increase the temperature of the hot tub. And if you like that, you can be a little bit warmer if that's needed. We're going into one other room. And this room is a room where they can help release physical pain from us. So if you do have physical pain, request healing. Remember, you have to keep requesting because they only work in the now, which means that each moment in time is a new now. So if you have a healing and they give you a healing up there, and for some reason you don't want to have a complete healing, then they won't go any further with it. And likewise, if you need more, you must also ask. And they always see you as perfect, so they're not going to interfere with your free will. And we'll bring in a divine energy down here for you to experience from the light ship. This is where all the divine beings go to. And we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And here she comes, and I'll use the word stronger to increase her energy as she comes into your room, and she'll more than likely come in through the light being on your monitor screen. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just put some music on for you to enjoy. And ask your spirit for healing too. Your spirit is fully with you on the light ship right now. They recreated your complete spirit energy, and it's with your body right now. Remember, you have to be fully embodied to have a healing. Thank you. to another location on the light ship. And I think we're going to go into a room that has the beautiful amethyst crystals. And these are large crystal points. And you're going to have this wonderful experience. You may feel the energy down here as we bring it in. You're levitating in this room. And again, each one of these points are a conscious being, so you can request healing. There's a lot of them in there, probably thousands. So here we go. Here comes the crystal amethyst energy down here for you to experience. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And this energy is very nice. I'll just let you experience this for about a minute, and we'll go into another location on the light ship. To another location, and this location is where we're going through different types of energy, light frequencies, different colors, and we're walking through them. There's different light frequencies like we have here, yellow and green and red and blue and violet, just many, many colors, and each one will do a healing on us. So on the light ship, everything is available there. They don't discriminate upon frequencies and colors. Everything is there that was created. And they all have their own particular divine energy for healing. So we're going into this room right now and walking around. And you may just feel your body change in the next minute or so. And you might even get a sense of what color you're walking through. So enjoy listening to the music and just feel this wonderful energy. Right now you're walking through red. And then it'll change into other colors here. To another location, and this is a lot of people's favorites. This is where the large swimming pool is with the silver water that sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us now are the golden whales, and the golden whales are very nice to see. If you wish to put your arm out in front of you, one of your hands, move it out about a foot in front of you and maybe move it up and down, and you're actually going to feel the presence of the whale and maybe even feel the texture of the skin. So you're in this room right now. There's three large whales working with you for healing. And it's quite an experience if you're able to actually feel it down here. A lot of people do actually feel it. You feel the texture of the skin, and just we're bringing the golden energy now as the song is playing. Another location, and in this room is where the doctors are going to be working with us. These are beautiful light beings. These are the females, and you're going to feel, you might want to take your shoes off. They'll work with your toes and the bottom of your feet, doing like a nice foot massage on you. They also have different types of healing modalities there too. They'll be working with your shoulders and your neck. And you may feel a lot more relaxed in the next minute here. So again, just enjoy their hospitality here. And they do a wonderful healing. You might also feel your back being worked with as other teams now are working with your spine. Remember, you're in more than one room at one time. I only see one room at a time. Another location now, and this room is where the doctors, beautiful light beings, are working with head-related issues. They're working with your neck also, working with your teeth, working with your gums, eyes, and ears. They could be working with your brain also, so request healing now. And just sit back again and relax and request your healing. And have a wonderful experience. We'll bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Saint Germain. He loves to come in. This is his pure essence, again, from the light ship. is original creation energy, so it'll be coming in when the music is on here. Another location. This is where we're going underneath the beautiful waterfall. And this water happens to be pure silver energy. And you may have your auric cleansed very nicely. Just feel your auric field right now as you're in this waterfall. And you may actually feel your body frequency changing a little bit here. You may get more energy in your body because the stuff around you now is leaving you. And these are your discordant thoughts that are collected in your auric field. One final room here, and this room is where they're going to be working with the meridians in your body. And this room is very special. They're putting some little mittens on your hands and some special slippers with many lights in them. And you're levitating, and you're going over to a special ring which is going to transmit different frequencies into your body. And you're also being able to view your meridians up on a special panel. So you can look up. It's like watching a monitor screen, and you can see all the different energy flows in your body if you wish. Just think of what you want to look at, and you're going to be able to see it. And the energy now is being activated. If you have, say, cold hands, cold feet, you might want to request healing, or even some place in your body that you may have an energy block. It'll be released hopefully now from you, and request your healing, and I'll see you back again in about a minute. And we're going to bring in the energy now of, we'll bring in the energy of Moses down here. So here comes Moses, and he'll be coming in as the music is being played. Thank you. come back now from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room where you're having a conference with the light beings that are there to assist you for ascension. And they're telling you what they found is wrong with you. And remember, all the healings are between you and these light beings. And now we're coming into the transporter room where you're being joined and greeted by your pets and animals. And we're getting ready to come back from the light ship. Remember, you're up there in physical form just like you are here, but you're out of time. And now you're coming down through a beautiful white light tunnel. And here we go, coming back down. And now we're here. Wonderful. So for a lot of you, you're probably still in a very peaceful state. If you go to the fast chat, I put the phone number for this coming Tuesday. If you want to write it down, the phone number is 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And then you'll be prompted for a PIN number, and that's 5303. And this is this coming Tuesday, 3/11 at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we'll talk about the light ship, answer questions. People can share many of their healings with other people. So it's really nice to get together. We'll be having this call once a month. The light ship healings that I do, much like this one here, I do every Monday and Friday night. It's $20. And again, it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time for 1 hour ship healing. If you're interested in having this divine drinking water, then come on the Wednesday calls. That's $60 for a whole month. You have four consecutive Wednesdays. And we do a half an hour light ship healing, plus you get drinking water. And it's quite nice to have that water each day to drink, because each day kind of builds on the previous one. So you have this divine drinking water each day of the week. Remember, your body's made up of a lot of water anyway, so this integrates with you for healing. So I'll just be saying, hope that all of you can come on board here. I'll see if I can do another clearing here before we get off the call. And looks like we have about 3 minutes left. So I'm going to do a healing here that has been quite popular for a lot of people. This is a parallel light clearing. And remember, we have hundreds of these going on at one time. So we're going to clear five of these for you. So I'd like you all to think of a situation that you're dealing with. It could either be physical, with something happening to you in your life, or it could be even more personal where it's actually a physical illness. And just think of that, just one thing. And we're going to try to clear these lifetimes that are being brought back to you with the same trauma. And it may help you in this healing process. So here we go. First lifetime, cleared. Next lifetime, cleared. And number three, cleared. Number two, cleared. And number one is cleared. So again, just kind of see how your body responds to this process here of getting more of your spirit back to you. Remember, these lifetimes are not from the light. These are the energies that are fabricated from thought energies and also the energies of the beings that wish to kind of keep you from doing the ascension process and prevent you from being more of who you are. We'll do one other clearing here. We'll do another clearing, which is a planetary clearing. And there are many, many planets, hundreds of these, that can cord and connect to your body, causing you physical pain. And also, that physical pain then can turn into an illness. So again, we'll release you from five planets. Just think of those right now. An illness that you might have. And you're going to may feel the cords actually leave your body as they disconnect from you. So here we go. And I'll do the chakras on this here. So sixth chakra cleared for the first planet. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That's what you may want to just associate the chakra with the clearing. You might feel energy cords moving away from you in the chakras. Okay, fourth planet. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third planet. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second planet. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the last planet. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. I have went to probably about 800 planets so far, so just talking about five is just kind of the drop in the bucket, and they're not necessarily ones that are even known to you. So I want to say just blessings to all of you. Hope you've had a wonderful healing, and do come on my conference calls. It's quite wonderful to have this experience of being on the light ship and having physical healings. If you have a testimonial that you'd like to state, you can go to the bottom of the page and just type that in if you wish. I love receiving those. And if you want to become on our email list, just also go there in the very bottom. Just scroll down and just type in your email address two times. You'll get a confirmation and click on it. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening and just stay in your heart center. And the light beam will be activated for about a half an hour now, so you can enjoy this beautiful light ship energy in your living room or bedroom, wherever your computer is, and just stay heart connected. So blessings to all of you, and I'll see you again this coming Monday, and that's 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Blessings and good night. And don't forget to turn your clock ahead this evening. Goodbye, everyone.